This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. Media reports say U.S. President-elect Joe Biden plans to cancel the permit for the $9 billion Keystone XL pipeline project as one of his first acts in office. President Donald Trump had made building the pipeline a central promise of his presidential campaign. Biden was vice president in the Obama administration when it rejected the project as contrary to its efforts to combat climate change. The Canadian Broadcasting Corporation reported that the words "rescind Keystone XL pipeline permit" appear on a list of executive actions likely scheduled for the first day of Biden's presidency. The project, which would move oil from the Canadian province of Alberta to the U.S. state of Nebraska, had been slowed by legal issues in the United States and by opposition from environmentalists. Construction on the pipeline is well underway in Canada, with the international border crossing complete. Former Democratic President Barack Obama axed the project in 2015, saying Canada would reap most of the economic benefits, while the project would add to greenhouse gas emissions. South Korean President Moon Jae-in said on Monday that U.S. President-elect Joe Biden should hold talks with North Korea to build on progress that President Trump had made with leader Kim Jong-un. Biden takes office Wednesday amid a prolonged stalemate in negotiations aimed at dismantling North Korea's nuclear and missile programs in exchange for U.S. sanctions relief. Moon said he hopes to promote North Korea as Biden's foreign policy priority, so the new U.S. president will follow through on an agreement reached by Trump and Kim at their first summit in Singapore. They vowed in a joint statement to establish new relations and work toward complete denuclearization of the Korean Peninsula. However, talks later fell apart. This is VOA News. The lead Democratic impeachment manager, Congressman Jamie Raskin, on Sunday accused President Donald Trump of doing nothing on January 6th to stop his supporters from storming the U.S. Capitol to try to upend his defeat for re-election. Raskin told CNN he was watching it on TV. Raskin, the lead House impeachment manager, called Trump's actions, quote, the most dangerous crime committed against the United States. He said the rioters came in seeking to do harm to Vice President Mike Pence. When the rioters stormed the Capitol, Pence was in the initial stages of presiding over the congressional certification of the Electoral College vote that Biden won over Mr. Trump. One Trump supporter, Senator Lindsey Graham, said protesters had, quote, defiled the seat of government, but he blamed House Speaker Nancy Pelosi for the security lapse. On Fox News Sunday, Graham said, how in the hell could that happen? Where was Nancy Pelosi? It's her job to provide Capitol security. Several top security officials have resigned in the wake of the violence under threat from lawmakers that they would be fired if they did not quit. A newly elected Republican congresswoman known for promoting QAnon conspiracy theories accused Twitter of censorship on Sunday after her account was temporarily suspended for, quote, multiple violations. Marjorie Taylor Greene was hit with the 12-hour suspension after she tweeted claims of alleged election fraud in Georgia, her home state. Twitter flagged at least two tweets as disputed and prevented them from being shared or retweeted, saying they carried the risk of violence. Israel's military said Monday its fighter planes struck Hamas facilities in the Gaza Strip after Palestinians fired rockets at the Jewish state. Two rockets were fired from the Gaza Strip toward the coast near the southern city of Ashdod, according to a military statement. There were no reports of any damage from Palestinian rockets, with Israeli army sources indicating they had landed in the Mediterranean Sea. Palestinian security sources in Gaza said the Israeli fire hit farmland in the southern Khan Yunis area of the enclave, causing damage but no injuries. There was no immediate claim for the rocket launches from Hamas-ruled Gaza. Palestinians in Gaza and the Israeli-occupied West Bank are heading for respective legislative and presidential elections in May and July. They're the first such elections in 15 years. And South Korea's Seoul High Court on Monday sentenced Samsung Electronics Vice Chairman Jae Lee to a jail term of 2.5 years for bribery. That's according to the court on Monday. You can find more on this and all the stories we cover at our website, voanews.com. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. And from Washington, this is VOA News. Ooh, yeah, my mind.
of America.
Hello, everybody. Welcome again to the Super Show, the African beat on the Voice of America. From our studio here in Washington, D.C., I am David Vandy. It's gonna be real hot rocking from across the continent, because today we celebrate Martin Luther King's Day, and so we'll be looking at Dr. King as we play music from across Africa. Martin Luther King Jr. was born on January 15, 1929 in Atlanta, Georgia. His father was the minister of the Ebenezer Baptist Church, as was his father before him. Martin Luther lived with his parents, sister, and brother in Atlanta, Georgia. Their home was not far away from the church his father preached at. Martin Luther King's mother and father taught their children what would become an important part of Martin Luther King's life: to treat all people with respect. Martin's father worked hard to break down the barriers between the races. His father believed African Americans should register their complaints by voting. More will be coming to you on Dr. King, but right now let's start off with some music from Africa, as we start from Madagascar with Infakera in the Black Heritage theme. And right after that, I take you to Sierra Leone. The African Bush Doctor comes in with Waiting. And from Sierra Leone to Malawi, Alan Ngumuya in Jabulani. Right now, let's start with the Black Heritage theme by Infakera of Madagascar.
Heritage, the Black Heritage.
So
the dictation, for I and I in a half of that. A people will rise up one more time. They will rise with charge of street. Tell you what to do, and it will be hot, hot, and hot. These people have no better plan for I and I. So let's leave the way I and I used to live from the ancient days. But the times are getting red and it's hot. People them drop by the lane and die. One man want it all for himself. Why would nation suffer and die? It's time for I and I to turn back away from the hole that you is. Let's build Africa's one nation today. Where the air and I say, why you wait? I don't know why you wait. Why you wait? Oh my God, why you wait? To help the nation today. Oh my God, why are you waiting? Why are you waiting? Hear me now. Why you waiting? I'm not going to see your nation.
by Alan Gumuya of Malawi. And before that, you had African Bush Doctor of Sierra Leone in Waiting, and then Infa Kera of Madagascar in the Black Heritage theme. More of Dr. King coming to you on the African beat, but stay tuned.
The Voice of America, VOA.
Welcome back to the African Beat. We celebrate Martin Luther King's Day today. As Martin Luther King grew up, he found out that not everyone followed his parents' principles. He noticed that black people and white people were treated differently. He saw that he and his white friends could not drink from the same water fountains and could not use the same restrooms. Martin Luther's best friend as a child was a white boy, and as children, they played together happily. But when they reached school age, the friends found out that even though they were living in the same neighborhood, they could not go to the same school. Martin Luther's friend would go to a school for white children only, and Martin Luther was sent to a school for black children. After the first day of school, Martin Luther and his friend were never allowed to play together again. And so now let's get on with some music. Different Colors, One People by Lucky Dube of South Africa. We hit the trail. And right after that, A New Day is Coming by CC Bernard of Liberia. From Liberia, we make a trip to Tanzania with Tremo in Africa. But right now, Different Colors, One People, the sound of the legend, Lucky Dube of South Africa.
Yesterday, your mouth was shut. you in the name of the Lord God Almighty that there's a new day coming for us. So let's just keep working together because we are one people trying to build one great nation with one big bright destiny. There's a new day coming now
in Liberia.
Shall be 25 to 5. I see them jumping round, playing, playing in the sand. Our children will be children again. Children will be children again. Please let the children be children again. Show them learn.
Two together now.
By Tremor of Tanzania, and before that you had New Days Coming by CC Bernard of Liberia and Different Colors One People by Lucky Dube of South Africa. Stay tuned, you're listening to the African Beat on the Voice of America, and I'm David Van here in Washington. Today is Martin Luther King's Day and we celebrate. I'll be right back.
The African Beat with music of Africa. From the Voice of America, we love it.
Welcome back to the show. You love it, we love you, and so we want to keep hearing from you. If you have any comments about our show, contact us by email on africanbeat@voanews.com. africanbeat@voanews.com. Tell us what you think about the show. If you have a request, you can call us in the United States on 202-203-9942. And when you hear the Voice of America identification, press 65 and leave your message.
African Beats.
Africa.
Africa.
Voice of America.
Dr. King grew up to be one of the most powerful civil rights activists in the United States, continuing the fight for civil rights and to celebrate the 100th anniversary of the Emancipation Proclamation on August 28, 1963, 200,000 people gathered in front of the Lincoln Memorial. It was a peaceful protest made up of African Americans and whites, young and old. Most had come to hear Dr. King deliver his famous I Have a Dream speech. 1964 was a good year for Dr. King and the civil rights movement. Dr. King was nominated for the Nobel Peace Prize as someone who had contributed the most to the furtherance of peace among men. President Lyndon Johnson signed the Civil Rights Act into law. It guaranteed that no person in the United States shall, on the grounds of race, color, or national origin, be excluded from participation in be denied the benefit of or be subjected to discrimination. But right now, let's get back to music as we go to Ghana with Amanziba in We. And from Ghana to South Africa, Sikelela by Sweto String Quartet. But right now, We by Amanziba of Ghana.
We were there when it shone. For we were there when it shone. So we were there when it shone. So we were there when it shone. We from Israel to Egypt, from Ethiopia to Sudan when it shone. From our Yikushi men, you know, we prayed and said amen when it shone. So, so Timbuktu, Ghana, Mali, Sumanguru, you know, when it shone. For we were there, when it shone. So, so Timbuktu, Ghana, Mali, Sumanguru, you know, when it shone. Kintaki, Menino, Sumanguru, you know, we were just there. We were there when it shone. Was 32, you know, Bamansa, you know, Yasantua, you know, when it shone. From Israel to Egypt, from Ethiopia to Sudan, when it shone. They claim they came to wipe our tears away. They wiped away our history. They claim they came to wipe our tears away. They wiped away our glory. So what do we turn to? So who do we turn to? So where do we turn to? So what do we turn to? So who do we turn to? So where do we turn to? They say there's nowhere to turn to, but it's not true. Come on, everybody. We were there first, then we know. We were there first, then we know. We were there first, then we know. When he said let them, we were there first, then we know. We were there. Came tumbling down. We were there first, then we know. We were there first, then we know. We were there first, then we know. They claim they came to wipe our tears away. They wiped away our history. They claim they came to wipe our tears away. They wiped away our glory. So what do we turn to? So who do we turn to? So where do we turn to? So what do we turn to? So who do we turn to? So where do we turn to? They say there's nowhere to turn to, but it's not true. Come on, everybody. We were there first, then so we know. There first, then so we know. There first, then so we know. How can you expect the best from the snow? There first, then so we know. When you have no respect. There first, then so we know. The land that it stands on. There first, then so we know. Let us sing our song. Let us there first dance so we know. There first dance so we know.
This is the African beat, where the music sounds so sweet that it makes you move your two feet. African beat, it brings out the you in you, and that's so true.
Hi, I am Devoa. I love the African beat on The Voice of America. It's hot and it's good to go.
Welcome back to the show. You are listening to the African beat on The Voice of America. We celebrate Martin Luther King's Day today, and I'm David Vander here in Washington. Now we'll take a trip to Mali with Habib Koita in Africa. But when I come back, part of Dr. King's final speech before he was shot. So stay tuned for that. Now, Habib Koita of Mali in Africa. tune by Habib Kweta of Mali.
Hey, I'm Esther Michael. You're listening to The African Beat, the hottest African music show on The Voice of America with David Vandy.
Poverty caused much of the unrest in America. Not only poverty for African Americans, but poor whites, Hispanics, and Asians. Dr. King continued his campaign for world peace. He traveled across America to support and speak out about civil rights and the rights of the underprivileged. In April 1968, Dr. King went to Memphis, Tennessee to help the sanitation workers who were on strike. On April 3rd, Dr. King would give what would be his last speech.
All we say to America is be true to what you said on paper. If I lived in China or even Russia or any totalitarian country, maybe I could understand some of these illegal injunctions. Maybe I could understand the denial of certain basic First Amendment privileges because they haven't committed themselves to that over that. But somewhere I read of the freedom of assembly. Somewhere I read of the freedom of speech. Somewhere I read of the freedom of press. Somewhere I read that the greatness of America is the right to protest far right. So just as I say we aren't going to let any dogs or water hoses turn us around, we aren't going to let any injunction turn us around. Well, I don't know what will happen now. We've got some difficult days ahead. But it really doesn't matter with me now because I've been to the mountaintop. I would like to live a long life. Longevity has its place. But I'm not concerned about that now. I just want to do God's will. And He's allowed me to go up to the mountain. And I've looked over. And I've seen the promised land. I may not get there with you. But I want you to know tonight that we as a people will get to the promised land. So I'm happy tonight. I'm not worried
The following day, April 4th, 1968, Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. was shot and killed. And with that, I want to leave you with this beautiful piece of music known as The African Spirit by Shabaka of Sierra Leone. And I want to thank you for accepting me in your homes today, in your cars, on the streets, wherever you are, listening to The African Beat on The Voice of America. I am David Vandy here in Washington, wishing you a pleasant day.
Child who lives in the ghetto. This is to the African child who lives in the village. If the government don't care, never lose your heart. If the world don't care, you never should have any doubt. 'Cause any obstacles you face,
you can conquer.
Any tribulation you face,
you can conquer.
'Cause Malcolm has done it. Mandela has done it. It's an African spirit. Anytime you think you're feeling down, just take some time and start to look around. You'll see that Garvey has done it. Harriet Tubman has done it. Nkrumah has done it. It's an African spirit. Mami Yoku has done it. Nnamdi Azikiwe has done it. Bai Bure has done it.